WSARadio.com.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Be with you today. And you know that on this show we talk about relationships and careers and hobbies and friends and marriage and all of the things that go into a giant fulfilling life. And so today we will have a number of callers calling about problems in any of those areas. And one of the things that I always like to say is that we all have very messy lives, right? There is no one, even if you look at someone and think that they have a life that is just picture perfect, they don't. I can promise you that. There is no one in the world who has the life you think they have. Everything is different behind closed doors. And so it's just so important that you realize that, you know, when you are looking at someone and you're envying them for the relationship or some of their possessions or the career that they have or the way they look, there's always another story to that. And I always like to say to my kids, and it's something I recommend you talk to your kids about, if they say, oh, so-and-so is so lucky they get a later bedtime or they get that toy or whatever it is, I used to always say to them, well, life is a package deal. So if you had that toy, you'd also live in that house with those parents. And it sounds kind of harsh, but it's important that they know it's not like an a la carte Chinese menu where you get to pick and choose. It really is a package. And so if you got that person's body, you might also have their skin cancer. And so you really have to realize that whenever we are, you know, envying something, there's probably something else going on that you wouldn't want. And the reason it's so critical to think this way, and the reason I said that I used to say this to my kids, is because they truly never, ever say anymore that there is someone they are jealous of. I want that. They never say it. And I really think it's because we've trained them to understand that you really, it's not about picking and choosing things from other people's lives. It's about making the best of what you already have. So I like to, as you know, always talk about life as a pie, right? And you already have all of the ingredients you need for a happy and fulfilling life. It's really just at this point about how you make the most of what you have. And so when you look at your different slices, let's say we're looking at your career slice and you're stagnant or unhappy in your job, what can you do about it? Well, there's a lot of things you can do about it. You might feel helpless, like, you know what, you're never going anywhere in this position, or you just got laid off, or whatever it might be. There is always another side of what you could be doing. So you might expand your network. You might start telling your story differently, your history differently. Typically, we're the ones who don't tell our stories right, right? We can tell someone else's story really well. We only tell the highlights. But when it comes to ourselves, we sometimes end up thinking that our stories should be a little too raw. What's important is that everything you say in your story have a little bit of a bright side. So even if you're talking about the time that you were fired, my friend Tori Johnson, who is Good Morning America's Deals and Deals contributor, and she has an amazing career, she always talks about the fact that she became an entrepreneur the day she was fired from NBC. And she went out and she just started cold calling businesses and told them about this business she was creating called Women for Hire. And that is really what made her an entrepreneur, and that worked. So it's always up to you. You are the captain of your ship. You're the baker of your pie. You can make it all better, Right now, I have our first caller on the line. Maurice, are you there?
Hi, yes.
Hi, how can I help you today, Maurice?
Hi, I just had a question about a family relationship that's been troubling me lately.
Sure. Tell me about it.
So, sure. So, my brother is one of the greatest heroes in my life. You know, he was always someone I looked up to growing up. But after a certain age, it seemed like he was beginning to push me away. And now he lives in Boston, and we don't speak at all for whatever
reason.
Where
do you live?
I keep trying. In New York.
Okay.
And for some, I just keep trying to reach out to him, and we never speak during the year. And he only calls me once a year on my birthday, and I don't know what it is that's pushed him away so much, but in general, he seems to be much more private now. And it's something my parents have noticed as well, even when we're back visiting the family in Seattle. And it's been really bugging me, because every time I try speaking with him or trying to get to know him a little bit better, he just seems more like a stranger to me. And he keeps pushing me away and saying whatever it is I'm talking about is stupid or dumb. You know, he seems to really not want to be involved in having a relationship with me. And it just really, really hurts.
It must be heartbreaking for you.
Oh, completely. We grew up together. We worked together, you know, for a couple years. And it's just like I looked up to him for so long. And now he's just this totally different person. And I don't know what to do about it, because I feel like if I don't do something about it now, it feels like the relationship will be gone forever.
Right. So, Maurice, tell me, how old are you?
I'm 20, ma'am.
You're 20. Okay. And what about your brother?
He's 24.
Okay. So, and what is your current situation and his current situation in terms of relationships, kids, careers? Tell me a little more about that.
Well, I'm a college student here in New York City. I'm studying theater. My brother and I actually currently both fish in Alaska in the summer. And we both work for my dad. And we've been doing this for a couple of years now. He lives in Boston. He's studying photojournalism at Emerson.
Okay.
And he's just kind of doing his own thing there. I don't really know what else he's up to there. But I'm a college student here, and I'm pretty busy. I find myself with a pretty busy schedule being in New York City. You know, you're always doing something.
Of course, no, and it sounds like you both have things that you're passionate about. So, and the nice thing, I mean, I honestly, Maurice, I couldn't tell from your voice whether you were 20 or 40. So one thing that I feel relieved about is that you are so young, because your good relationship is very recent. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, the good days were not 20 years ago. The good days were more like 5 years ago. Am I right?
Absolutely.
Okay, so, you know, first of all, this is the biggest time, I would argue, of change in a person's life. When they go from being a college student, you know, or a teenager to their 20s and figuring out who they are, and one of the very natural things that every person goes through is a situation where you're almost trying to, sometimes people define who they are as an adult by almost pushing away their nuclear family, because it's the only way they know how to figure out who they are as an adult. So, you know, when he's around, it's kind of like, you know how when we're all at home, we end up sometimes becoming how we were when we were 12 years old. Like, we don't act like we would if we were with our friends and you're 20. You're acting very different than if suddenly you're in your parents' house. You become a little more helpless and a little bit more like a child.
Right, I understand.
We regress. And so I have a feeling that part of what's going on with him is he's trying to differentiate himself as an adult, and he's having a hard time doing that without distancing himself from his parents and his brother. So that is what I would imagine is going on, because from what you're telling me, there's no fallout that happened. There was no big blow up, correct?
Not at all. I mean, when we're fishing together in Alaska, things get stressful. That happens. That's just a part of the job.
Sure.
But there's been no real proper actual fallout between us.
Right. So I have a strong feeling that it's what we're going through right now is that he's just differentiating himself. But I am concerned about something else, okay? I do think it's really important, Maurice, that you confront him.
Okay.
Have you done that yet?
I haven't. I've been trying to think of how to speak to him about this, and I know it's something that needs to happen. I really wanted to get your thoughts on this.
Well, here's what I would
really
like to, Maurice, this is a little bit extreme, but here's what I would like to see happen. Can we make up an excuse for you to be in Boston?
I'm sorry?
Can we make up an excuse for you to be in Boston? Like, can we make up a reason that you have to be in Boston in a couple of weeks on a Saturday? Because here's what I would like. I would like this conversation to happen in person, because when it's on the phone, it's easier to hide. It's, you know, I think sometimes when you look in someone's eyes, it's a lot, the conversation can be more meaningful. So what I would like to have happen is you find an excuse to be in Boston. You call them up and say, hey, I have a class trip to Boston and I'm going to be there next Saturday. Are you around to grab lunch? And then over lunch, I want you to tell him that you miss him and you want to know what is there something you've done to push him away? And then let him talk. Don't fill in the awkward silence. Let him speak. And then once you have more information, it's a lot easier to deal with the situation. But right now we're flying completely blind. Okay?
Okay.
Will you do that and call me back in a few weeks and let me know what happens?
Absolutely.
All right. Yeah. Thanks so much, Maurice. And we'll be right back after the commercial break. Please stay tuned.
QL1, this is Control. Ground crew is secure. Over.
Copy that, Control. Rocket's powering up. Over.
QL1, this is Control. Does Rocket Mortgage require me to fill out a bunch of paperwork?
Negative, Control. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans is the first on-demand mortgage machine that quickly and seamlessly imports your financial data. You can go through the entire mortgage approval process in minutes.
Copy that, QL1. That is fast, like rocket fast. Do you think that's why they named it Rocket Mortgage? Over.
Affirmative, Control. That's probably why they named it Rocket Mortgage. It also works on any internet-ready device, so you can get a Rocket Mortgage at any time or place you choose.
Roger that, QL1. So technically speaking, you could get a Rocket Mortgage at rocket speed from inside an actual rocket?
Please just press the button, Control. Over.
Copy that, QL1.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 33.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
And I know she'll be the death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me, the worst is yet to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young.
Hello and welcome back. I am your host, Samantha Edis, and I'm thrilled to be with you. And I love connecting with so many of you all week long in our very vibrant Facebook community at facebook.com/Samantha Edis. You can just hit like and join us, and every day I try to post different articles and inspiration, and we have a very vibrant, active community there. And you can also reach me on Twitter at Samantha Edis. Right now, I have Milan on the board. Are you there?
Hi. Nice to talk to you. I'm a huge fan.
Oh, I'm so glad. Where are you calling from?
Calling from New York.
Terrific.
I had an advice question, actually.
Okay.
I was wondering if you had any tips for two graduate students who were in a long-distance relationship for 2 years, how to spice things up.
How to spice things up. Well, what do you mean, spice things up? Tell me a little bit about what's going on.
I feel like they're just kind of like, there's a lot of tension arguments because we've been dating for like 4 years, a long time ago, grown together. And now, since we're long distance and have completely different fields of study, there's just sort of like a little bit of a, like arguments just sort of like pop every once in a while, and we try and communicate as much as possible. But it's really hard if you're not like in person. Like I read somewhere that when you're in person with someone, like you get the pheromones from them and like connect with them.
Yes.
And like, yeah, but if you're not, then it's kind of hard to keep it going. But like, we both know this is something we want to keep going. We just want to like bring the passion back. So I was wondering how that was possible if we don't see each other that often.
Tell me, first, Milan, tell me a little bit about when you do see each other. How often is it, and what are the circumstances?
It's 3 times a year, and it's during like our breaks. So it's like very, like maybe for a week we'll see each other again and like reignite it, but we seem to forget everything when we
and how old are
back
you?
In school. I'm 23.
Okay, and how old is he?
23 as well. We met a long time ago.
Okay. So I have to ask you, have you ever dated anyone else?
No.
Okay. So here's the first piece of advice I have, and you're not going to like this, okay? You need the experience of dating people, and I'm talking about local people. Because the relationship, now that you're an adult, which, you know, you basically started dating when you were children, technically, right? So you were 20 or 19 when you started? No, you were
19.
19 when you started dating, and now you're 23.
Yeah.
And you're not even – one of the main benefits of being in a relationship is having a companion who is there. You know, Tom Hanks, like he was just interviewed, and he said this thing, and he said, you know, life is one damn thing after another, and it helps to go home to someone every night who loves me no matter what, right, and have that companionship when I walk in the door. And so you're missing out on all of that. And it's just, you know, you're missing out on a critical part of the relationship. So I would argue that the thing you're missing is not how to spice things up when you're only together 3 times a year. I'm wondering why two people who are, you know, young and vibrant and healthy and have a lot going for them are doing this to themselves. Because, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying we need a year to also see other people, and then maybe we'll end up realizing that we're the love of each other's lives. But I think it's really hard doing what you're doing and not having any sort of daily companionship with your partner and not even learning what that's about. Like, that's what's really, you know, worrisome to me. When you say, oh,
I've
God,
heard
is this
from other people, too?
Yeah, I mean, you know, what are the benefits right now of the relationship? Tell me.
Well, when we do Skype each other and call each other, we do end up talking, like, after the initial, like, tension, we do end up, like, being able to tell each other, like, anything, even, like, horrible things. Like, that trust is just there. Like, I'm so comfortable with him, you know what I mean?
Of course.
We just don't have, like, the same passion that we used to because we don't see each other. We don't have, like, the sexual connection and everything.
Okay. I really think you are writing this story for me. I think it's pretty clear. If there's no sexual connection anymore, there is literally zero bonus to what you're doing right now because you don't have any of the benefits of companionship. You're not learning to be together and be a healthy couple, and you're not even passionate physically about this person. It sounds more like he's your best friend.
Yeah, I mean, he started out as my best friend.
So I think we want to go back to best friendom and then see if there's still a fire there. And there might be. You might end up married with kids in 5 years or 10 years. But right
so
now,
it's just a matter of taking like a break and just trusting that like if it's supposed to happen, it like might.
Absolutely,
I don't want to make a huge mistake.
But you know what? I think the mistake you're making is not living in the present because you're in a suspended. You're constantly in a suspended state, right? It's like, when are we going to see each other again? But you're not ever. Today, your friends are probably going out and either they're in a relationship with someone who's local or they're going out and hoping to meet someone. And there's a fun aspect to that that you're missing out on.
Yeah.
And this is really the time.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Here's just a question in general. So I heard from someone that texting like kind of ruins relationships a little bit, or like they're not as genuine as they used to be, because like with him and I, his name's Lucas, we'll text each other like every single time we go out and like every, like all the time during the day, like every 3 hours or something, like just to check in. And it seems kind of like suffocating at times. Like I can't just really be myself like and study and just like be alone. But it's weird because he's my boyfriend, so I feel like kind of obligated to do it.
I think what you're
kind of like an interesting.
It's kind of like it's a distribution channel, right? So it's like blaming a distribution channel or a communication channel on your issues. I don't think that has anything to do with the problem. I think what it does signal to me. Is this is literally trapping you it's literally purgatory because you're not sharing it with someone who's there. So it's preventing you from getting closer to the people who are physically around you because you're relying on this person who's miles and miles away. So I would argue that it's stunting your growth wherever you are. So it's not allowing you to really get close with the people you're around because you're depending on someone who's thousands of miles away.
Yeah, that's true.
And so for your own sanity and also your mental health and your growth as a human being, you need to cut the cord a little bit and start living in the present where you are.
Okay, that's true.
I just, you know, that it might be short-term pain, but there'll be a lot of long-term gain.
Right, and it might be long-term pain too, but we'll see.
A little bit, but overall, if this person is meant to be your soulmate, then he still will be. But right now, this is the time in your life to explore dating other people. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Right.
And for him too, and you want that to happen. You don't want to always wonder what if, because you don't want to end up married to someone you're not physically attracted to and passionate about. That's not fun either. So right now is absolutely the time, you know, and in a year or whatever it is, if you decide, oh my gosh, I am actually in love with you and passionate about you, great. But until then, this is your time to have fun and go see what's out there and see what you need in a relationship.
Thank you so much.
All right, thanks for calling, Milan, and we'll be right back after the commercial break. Please stay tuned.
Do you recall not long ago when you would walk on the sidewalk? Innocent, remember, all we did was care for each other. But the night was warm, we were bold and young. All around, the wind blows, we would only hold on to that.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
You don't need an air-conditioned steering wheel or high-performance supercharger to use Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil. Now just $5.99 a quart at Napa. Mobil 1 offers premium protection for all cars. Premium or not so premium. So give your ride Mobil 1 synthetic just $5.99 a quart, even if it doesn't have the latest technological stuff. That's Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/16.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces too for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Have you heard? Proactiv Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv Plus risk-free and get two free gifts, and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
Hello and welcome back. I am your host, Samantha Edith, and I am thrilled to be with you today. And we have been talking about relationships, and we are about to have our next caller. Roxanne, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hi, how can I help you today?
Well, I'm your favorite heart transplant recipient.
Oh, yes.
I've been calling in for a while, and I really just wanted to call and give you an update about what's going on.
Okay, tell me.
Okay, so I made my resolution to go ahead and get this foundation started and stop talking and stop, you know, making some action, let's put it that way. So I did go to the Small Business Administration, and I had a meeting with them and the women's, there's a women's initiative in New York for minority women, you know, businesses. So I got those first steps done. And it's a lot of stuff. It really is. It's not just I wanted to have a foundation and help people. It's like you have to do a lot of work. So I'm happy, but honestly, I'm a little scared.
So tell me what you're scared about.
It's a lot of stuff that I didn't even think of.
Like
I
what?
I guess that's why we need the pros. Well, with the insurances and a lot of financial costs and stuff like that. Of course, the money that I don't have. So I got to really be fundraising, and it's, you know, it's a lot of work. It's a lot more work than I thought. I'm going to do it, though. I'm not going to not do it. I'm going to do it, but I'm just getting a little anxious, I think.
So what?
Going back onto your site and looking over a couple of things, and I said, I'm going to call back in.
Oh, well, I'm glad you did. And I think that, you know, one of the things is that part of the reason that if let's say you launch the foundation, right, and people would say, oh, my gosh, you have your own foundation. That's extraordinary. And the reason it's extraordinary is because it's really, really hard to do, right? It takes a ton of work. And so if it weren't this much work, then everyone would have their own foundation or nonprofit.
Yep. Totally true.
So it makes sense that there's a lot of hurdles. I think what you have to figure out is, would I be better off doing this myself? Or there's three options as I see it. You could do this yourself. Okay. You could find someone else who is as passionate as you are to work on it with you.
Mm-hmm.
Or the third option is to devote your time and your energy to someone else's nonprofit that you're equally passionate
about. Well, that's what I do now. I do that now. The third option is exactly what I've been doing for the last 5 years.
And how do you feel about that when you're doing it?
Oh, I love it. It's great. It's great. It's great. I like doing that. It's not, you know, a problem. It's just that it's not an issue. That is not the issue. The issue is I want to do other things. You know, I want to be free to not be always under the corporate, like, umbrella. Let's put it that way.
And sometimes
I feel restrained by that.
So maybe is it possible that this just isn't the right nonprofit to be working with? Can you tell me a little bit about your involvement?
Oh no, it's a great organization. It's New York Organ Donor. In organ donation, the procurement foundations are in every state. All right, and they are responsible to make sure. Let's say if you sign up, it has to go through the state. You know, the registry. So that's what their main focus is, to get organs, you know, like the bigger issue of getting the organs, allocating the organs, making sure the people are in both places, the donors, the recipients. They have a big responsibility. I'm just trying to focus on the part of signing people up. That's the part that I'm really good at. That's the passion that I have. So that's the part. That's only one part of what that organization does. You know what I'm saying?
So, and could you do even more of it? Is there room for you to do even more of it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so what about, since you're already in an existing organization, what about spending the next year trying to get even more involved? What about if you offered to train, since you've had so much success with it, what if you trained other people to go out and do what you do?
I do that already. I do a lot of those things. I educate, I talk to, you know, hospitals, I talk to medical students. I do all of those things already. I don't think there's really much more I could do with them. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. And are there other organizations that you've looked into as well?
Foundation?
Yeah, other organizations you might be involved in that do the same thing.
I've seen some foundations that kind of do different things. You know, like there's one foundation who just makes sure that people that have transplants have transportation. You know what I mean? They're kind of fragmented.
Right.
When it gets past the big organization, there's little fragmented foundations. So this would just be like a concentration on just signing people up.
Obviously is something that you're super passionate about, right? I mean, that's the part that you love.
It doesn't happen without that. Nothing happens without that element.
Of course,
doesn't happen unless people sign up. It just doesn't happen.
So
it's really, focused, let's say.
Maybe this is something you should pursue. What is the biggest hurdle when you saw what it entailed? What was the biggest hurdle?
For me, it's financial. I just don't have any money. So everything would have to be, fundraising, and it's just financial. Totally
okay,
financial.
I mean, I've worked... So I've worked with a lot of nonprofits, and I will tell you this, mm-hmm. that you are then going to be spending all of your time fundraising and none of your time soliciting donors for a while, mm-hmm. for probably a couple of years.
Mm.
Is that something you're prepared to give up?
That's disappointing to hear that. It's really disappointing to hear that.
I mean,
I could see a year or so, but I wouldn't want to do it like a couple of years.
I mean, maybe there's another way around it. Maybe you find a person who is willing to do all the fundraising while you mm-hmm. do all the soliciting.
Yes.
Is there someone you have in mind that could do that for you?
Well, I go to college too, and I'm a culinary student, and the Small Business Administration is at the college, and they do have people that could, that could facilitate fundraising. Yes, that's a good possibility. I didn't think about that, but yes, I was told that.
So what about putting a flyer up or going to talk to the professor that teaches that class? And saying, here's the thing, I have a passion, I have experience and passion, but I don't mm-hmm. have the fundraising piece of this. Do you have a student who would want to get experience doing this and partner with me on it?
Okay.
And then have coffee with that person, and I feel mm-hmm. like you have nothing to lose. I don't recommend you give up your volunteering right now with the already established organization.
No, I wouldn't. So
it's just something that you'd be doing as your passion on the side. And then mm-hmm. as it grows and takes on more and more of your life, you'll figure out where to cut corners and whether it's worth it or not. But I think that's probably the best thing for you to do is to find a student with experience in this who's studying this and wants the experience. And you're mm-hmm. going to show them – they're going to learn a ton. I mean, that's the thing that they're going to have is they're going to learn so much because they're mm-hmm. going to go through the process of seeing what it takes to set up a 501c3.
Gotcha.
Right?
Yep. That's a great idea. That's why I love to talk to you, lady.
I love hearing that. Well, thank you so much. I mean, I really feel like this is something you've talked about for so long. We just need to figure out how to actually make it come to fruition.
And that's what I wanted to.
Yeah, and I think that this year is all about the exploration, like taking mm-hmm. the steps to see what it would take. But you can't do this alone. So we need to find mm-hmm. that extra person and have coffee with them, see if you like them enough to work with them. And sell them on the idea that they're going to be learning a ton and be very upfront about what the time commitments are. We don't want to push this person away by having you email them all night long, right? But we want to have set times where you guys are going to work together and meet mm-hmm. and figure out what the next steps are. So I would make sure that they know it is a real commitment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Please keep me posted on how it's going, Roxanne.
I will. Thank you.
All right. And for those of you listening, you know, one of the hardest things that we all have to contend with is we have so many competing demands on our time, right? We have so many things pulling at us. And if you have children, then you have that extra slice that is pulling on you. And I always say everyone has 6 or 7 slices in their life. Whether you're accessing them right now or not, you have them. And those things are your career, your relationship or your quest to find one, your friends have a slice, your hobbies have a slice, your community has a slice, your health has a slice, and then if you have kids, that's your 7th slice. And all of those things at any given time are competing for your time. And the important thing is to realize that a full life includes all of those things. It doesn't necessarily include children, because you might not choose to have them, but if it doesn't, all the rest of those things need to be there. Your hobbies, your friends, those all impact your health. So we will be right back after the commercial break. Please stay tuned.
The heart is a blue. Shoots up through the stony ground. There's no room. No space to rent in this town.
In the Know, I'm Brian Osuch. Setting the scene is so important when it comes to party planning, especially during the summer when everything is moved outdoors. Television personality Clinton Kelly says don't forget about creating the right ambiance.
Lighting is everything. I like to set an outdoor table with beautiful Tiki Brand Clean Burn fire pieces. They're like having a little mini fire pit on top of your table. They're also super chic and they have Clean Burn fuel so you're not getting soot and smoke in your eyes. So I love that.
Kelly also says that it's good to know when to power down.
We've all been there, out to dinner with family or friends, and everyone is glued to their phones. Let's face it, no one looks good bathed in artificial blue light. That's why I'm joining my friends at Tiki Brand for what we're calling the Night of the Power Down on June 26. We'll join together with our family and friends around the warm glow of a Tiki Brand Clean Burn firepiece, put our phones down, and reclaim a little of our day for each other.
For more, go to tikibrand.com/power-down. Now you're in the know from Tiki Brand. I'm Brian Osuch.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the only national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. BizTV can provide the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least 2 federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least 2 federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving. But my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call. But I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's
877-726-3369. Back. I am your host, Samantha Edis, and I am thrilled to be with you today. And I love connecting with you all week long on Twitter at Samantha Edis and on Facebook at facebook.com/Samantha Edis. Now, many of you might remember that I gave my first TED talk this past weekend. I gave a TEDx talk, and I prepared for it for 2 months. And when I arrived in Canada to give the talk, I found out that everyone else there had also prepared for 2 months. It's just kind of the thing you do when you're giving a TED talk because you have to memorize it. And my talk was 13 minutes, and you're really not just memorizing it, you're performing it. So I practiced this performance. Any friend who would listen, any colleague who would listen, I gave them that TED talk. The day of the talk, I was supposed to go on at 1 o'clock. And that morning, I had to sit through all the other people's talks, and there's a special kind of hell in listening to other people's talks before you give yours because you feel like you're going to forget the words in yours, and I kind of started shaking, and I never do that before I speak. Calm myself down by saying my speech a couple more times. I go out there feeling like a million bucks, and probably 1 minute into it, I hear a sound that sounds like a gunshot, and basically the audio blew. So the audio blew. TED Talks are all about that video. They're not just about the 500 people in the room. They're about that video. So the audio blows, and I still keep talking through it. And finally, they said, you know what? We need to give you a new microphone and start the whole thing again. And so I stood there on stage in front of everyone for 10 minutes, channeled my best Amy Poehler, and did a little bit of stand-up, and then got the audio working again, finished the talk, got off, and they said, you know what, we're going to need you to do a whole clean version in 3 hours. You're going to have to do the whole thing again. So 3 hours later, go through the entire TED talk again in front of the same audience. So they laughed a little less. They were a little less engaged because they'd heard the exact same speech before, and was finished. So I basically gave 2 TED talks on Saturday, and it was crazy. But it just goes to show you that no matter how much you prepare, you have to expect the unexpected. Right now, I have Anne on the line. Anne, are you there?
Hey, how are you?
Hi, how can I help you today, Anne?
Well, I know that your show is all about relationships, and I've been having some huge issues lately. I've been dating this, well, not really dating, I've been talking to this man who's much older than I am, and I recently found out, by recently I mean yesterday, I found out after 6 months of knowing him that he has a wife and 3 kids. And, I just don't know what to do now. I feel, like, very bad and very strange about the whole situation. It's really awkward.
How long have you been dating him?
We met back in June, and then we went on a few dates over the summer. But then we kind of fell off the face of each other's earth for a few months. so you can say. And then he recently started contacting me again in December. He invited me to his annual holiday party, where I went, and he introduced me to all of his friends. So people in his personal life know that I exist, you know. We never had sex or did anything like that, so it's just been kind of like a friendship, dating, kind of seeing each other, talking every now and then kind of thing. And I confronted him last night about the fact that he's married and has kids.
And what'd he say?
He was like beating around the bush about it for a little bit, but I kind of got out of him because I was like, it's okay, like, as your friend, I want you to be happy, and I want you to do what's best for yourself, like, don't feel like you need to hide something like that. I'm like, why would you hide something like that? And he was just saying, like, well, I'm just not really happy. Like, I got married really young, and I have kids, and I feel like I was thrown into the situation. So I'm kind of, like, reverting back to being 18 or 19 and, like, single and having fun.
Okay, so, and I think, let's say your best friend came to you with the exact same situation. What would you tell her?
I know. See, that's exactly what I thought about to myself. I guess, like, looking at it from an outsider's perspective, I can see how it would just be very kind of a little skeevy. Because me, myself, I'm 22. He's 35. And I don't know. I mean, if I was telling a friend, like, trying to give them advice, maybe I would just tell them to either, like, drop it completely or just, like, be there only as a friend.
Okay. And I, with all due respect, you maybe would tell them to drop it. I mean, here is a situation where you have everything in the world going for you, you have your entire life ahead of you, you're 22. So the best case scenario would be what? That he leaves his wife and three kids and you end up a 22-year-old stepmom of three with an older guy that you're married to? Is that really what you would want?
Well, I don't want to marry him. I was just so confused when I found out that after we've been dating and, like, seeing each other for so long that he had a wife and kids.
Sure, but I think that those signs are there that you must run in the other direction, right? I mean, this person lied to you, and you haven't even had sex with him, so you're not really attached to him. This is the perfect time to cut the cord and have no further relationship with him.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, what's preventing you from doing that?
I don't know. I'm kind of the person, I just like to have a lot of friends and, like, talk to a lot of different kinds of people. And it doesn't mean I really want to have a relationship with them, like, romantic or, like, a close friend relationship. But I do enjoy, like, talking to people and, you know, just getting to know people.
That's awesome. I mean, and the fact that you're a curious person will absolutely serve you very well in life, because everyone wants to be around someone who's curious about the world and loves meeting new people. But there's millions of other people for you to meet, and this guy is not worth one more minute of your time. He lied to you. He has his own issues. Let him sort his own issues out, and if one day he's divorced and single and you want to date him, that's absolutely fine, but you don't need a friend like that. There's plenty of other friends that are more age-appropriate and have better situations and have never lied to you.
Right. I agree.
And the problem is when someone lies once, it undoes 1,000 truths. That's what they say, right? Because if someone lies once, you wonder when they're going to lie again or what else they're lying about. And then your entire relationship is totally stunted by the fact they're always worrying someone's going to lie to you. And that's not a healthy way to enter into a relationship. So this sounds like you are so lucky. You kind of dodged a bullet. You found out early on that this was a lie. And you don't need to, it doesn't matter that you met his friends. You have plenty of other men in the sea, and you're going to meet one of them, and he's going to be an honest person, and you're going to start a life, and you'll build a life together. All right? Because, Anne, you deserve that. All right, I think we lost Anne, but every one of you deserves a healthy relationship, and if you are not in one, you have to wonder what it is that you're doing to yourself. Why aren't you loving yourself enough to find one? Stay tuned next week. We'll be right back with you. In the meantime, catch me on Twitter at Samantha Edis. Have a great week, everybody.
opinions you hear on Lifestyle Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Lifestyle Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Lifestyle Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Lifestyle Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at lifestyletalkradio.com.